The scripture reading for this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Then he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said, "Yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." The Ascension. Then Jesus led them to Bethany, and lifting his hands to heaven, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. So they worshiped him and then returned to Jerusalem, filled with great joy. And they spent all of their time in the temple praising God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
When I was in fifth grade, we got to skip PE one day and go to the band room. The band director talked to us about all the different types of instruments. He talked to us about them being able to march during halftime of the football games. He talked about all the fun trips that you get to go on if you're in the band. And he said, "If you'd like to skip PE again tomorrow, you can come back and pick out an instrument to start being in the band." And I know you can't tell it now, but physical fitness and sports was not my strong suit. So skipping PE was right up my alley. So several of us showed up and we picked out different instruments. My dad had an old trumpet, and so that was cheap. So I got to be a trumpet player for my first couple years. And the first day of band class, we all sat down. The band director got up on the podium. He raised his baton and he said, "When I count to three and say go, I want you to play the song that's on your music stand. One, two, three, play." And the sound that came out of that band room that day, it was worse than a freight train going by your bedroom window at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was awful, awful. Haven't we all been there? We've tried our hand at something new, a new craft project, maybe beginning a new job, learning how to be a parent, learning how to swim. You've seen it done. You've seen a picture of it. You've seen somebody else do it. You know a couple things about it, but when it becomes your turn to do it, you're thrown in the deep end and just go for it, right? Sink or swim. And that's where the disciples find themselves in the scripture today. They had given up everything to follow this strange storyteller, that could heal people and turn water into wine. He had told them that he would die for the entire time that they were around him. Then one night, he washed their feet, gave them bread and wine. Then he was crucified, and he was buried. They were so confused, and they were heartbroken, and they were scared. Then all of a sudden, this same guy who they had seen crucified walks through the walls, and he is alive again. They see his hands and his feet where the nails were. And then he tells them that they are to be his witnesses to the entire world, because guess what? I'm leaving you again. Can you imagine the whirlwind of emotions these disciples must have felt? Just a couple weeks ago, you were alive and then dead and alive again, and now you're leaving us, and you're telling us that we're responsible for carrying your message to the world. it feels a bit chaotic to me. Kind of like when you go to Walmart and you buy the free prefabricated bookshelf, and you get home and there's 100 pieces and no instructions, right? That's kind of what it feels like. And that's exactly what it felt like to the disciples. Except in verse 45, Jesus does something very important that changes everything. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. You see, that day in the band room was chaotic for us. We had been able to see every instrument. We had been able to listen to music. We had watched the high school band perform. We had held the instruments in our hands. We even had sheet music with notes on it on our music stands in front of us. But none of that mattered until our teacher opened our minds to what it all meant. Until our teacher taught us what a treble clef and a bass clef was, until we understood what a whole note was and a quarter note was, it just didn't make any sense. And the whole time the disciples had been around Jesus, they had heard his teachings. They saw him in action. But none of that mattered until their teacher opened their minds to what it all meant. And this day, after years of not understanding, it suddenly clicked for them. Jesus was the Messiah that they had been promised. Jesus' death on the cross was the ultimate sacrifice and propitiation for sin. There is now forgiveness for those who believe. And the cool thing was, they got to experience the whole thing. Many of us today, we've grown up in church our whole lives, or at least we've been here for a few years now. We've seen healings take place. We've heard the music being sang. We've heard some nice sermons and some nice Sunday school lessons. But I wonder how many of us have been around all this and have never had our minds really opened to what's going on behind the scenes, to the complexity of what's really happening. I wonder how many of us have missed out on what Jesus is really doing because we haven't allowed our minds to be opened. You see, what's really happening around here is not pretty altar decorations. It's not potluck meals. It's not feel-good devotional thoughts. What's really happening around here is people who have been living in slavery to sin and death are being set free. People who are sick are being healed. People who are lost are being found. Because the work of Jesus Christ isn't about feel-good moments or weekly therapy sessions. The work of Jesus Christ is about dead people coming alive again. And when our minds are open to what's really going on around here, we can no longer accept the status quo. We can no longer worry about the petty things. Instead, we can't help but shout it from the rooftops that Jesus still saves. Jesus is still healing. Jesus is still putting families back together. Jesus is still the King of Kings, and he's still the Lord of Lords. When our minds are open to what Jesus is doing in us and through us, we can't help but be witnesses and share his story with the world. I wonder what it would be like if we stopped focusing on our likes and our dislikes during worship, as far as what songs or liturgy we're using or altar setting we have each week. I wonder what it would be like if we stopped worrying about the color of people's skin or what gender they identify with or what side of the tracks they live on, and began to witness to everyone we meet what the incredible things God is doing in our church, in our community, and around the world. And so I don't want to leave here today telling you, open your minds and figure it out for yourself what Jesus is doing. I'm going to tell you a few things that I've seen Jesus doing in our church just over the last month. On Palm Sunday, we baptized four guys from our youth group, a sixth grader, a ninth grader, and two tenth graders. I have had to step aside from teaching on Sunday nights because we have so many students in our youth group who have asked if they could teach because they want to share what God is doing in their lives with their peers. Sorry, that one makes me tear up a little bit because that's incredible. Next Sunday at 11, we're going to confirm 14 sixth graders and one seventh grader in their faith. We're going to baptize four of them, and all 15 and plus some of their family members are going to join our church. God is doing some incredible things behind the scenes, and we we will be lucky if we get to understand it all, if we'll just open our minds and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and show us what's really going on around here. I pray that you will open your mind to that today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.